B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph, Omed Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Alocha Gimel. Moisar HaKtayres. We know that the Ktayres was made once a year. They would make 368 mono of Ktayres, which was towards the 365 days in the solar year. And three extra monim was used for Yom Kippur. Now, a regular year, our year, only has 12 months of the lunar months, which is 11 days shorter. And this extra 11 mono would be rolled over from year to year in order that when there's a Shonom Uberes, a year with a second Adar, they would have the extra Ktayres for that year. So every year there would be the 11 mono that would be Moisar, that would be the leftovers, the remainders. And that would somehow, as with all Korbanis Tzibur, you're not allowed to use, or preferably you should use those Korbanis that are bought from the new Shkolim. And the mono, the 368 mono last year, 11 of those mono are going to be used this year, but they were purchased from last year's Shkolim. Somehow we have to roll them over to this year's Shkolim. And besides for that, the three mono for Yom Kippur, that was for the Ktayres that the Kohen Gadol would use on Yom Kippur, and there would always be a little bit of left over, which also had to be dealt with. What was going to happen with that? So the Mishnah says, Moiser HaKtayres, ma hayu oisin bo? What did they do? How did they roll over the leftover Ktayres from one year to the next year? So the Mishnah says, Mafrishin mimeno schar ha'umnin. There were these craftsmen who had to be paid, and the amount that these craftsmen had to be paid, they would take the value of this Moisar HaKtayres, the amount of Ktayres that's left over at the end of the year, they would take that value. Umechalalin oisa al schar mois ha'umnin. They would say, we owe money to the craftsmen. That money can be paid from Hekdush. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take the Kedusha of the Ktayres that was left over from last year, we're going to put that Kedusha onto the coins. We assume at this point it's onto coins of Hekdush. The Gemara will discuss how that can be, but onto those coins that are owed to the workers. And now the Ktayres themselves have become Chulin. V'noistin oisam l'umnin bischaron. And then instead of giving the craftsmen the coins that are owed to them, they would give the craftsmen this, the Ktayres, which are Chulin, and then once the craftsmen have the Ktayres, then the Chayzin v'Leichin Oisa, they would rebuy that Ktayres from the craftsmen, Mitrumat Chadasha, from the new Shkolim, and that way the leftovers of last year's Ktayres would now be re-bought with the new Shkolim. And V'im Bo, this is all good, Im Bo Chodesh, that's only if there were shkolim available at the beginning of the year with which to buy the remainder of the ktayres from these craftsmen who received it as payment for last year's work. Then they would use the new coins to buy the leftover ktayres of last year and start using them for the next year. V'imlav, if for whatever reason the shkolim didn't arrive, they had no shkolim chadoshim with which to buy the ktayres back, then mina yishono, they would have no choice, they would have to repurchase that ktayres from the old shkolim, those from Shkolim that remained the previous year, and they would have to use that Ktayres, even though that Ktayres would be considered from last year. But if you have no choice, that's what you have to do. Says the Gemara, V'loi nimtza hekdush mischalil al hekdush. How can you say that the Kedusha that was on the Ktayres is getting transferred, so to speak, redeemed, and transferred onto the Kodesh coins that are owed to the workers? There's no such thing. Kedusha can only be transferred onto something that was chulin, and then the chulin receives the level of kedusha that the previous object has, and the previous object becomes chulin. So over here, if the coins that are owed to the umnin are kodesh coins, because you're allowed to pay the umnin with coins of hekdush, how can the kedusha of the old ktayres happen to those coins? Answers the Gemara. There's going to be two explanations to this. Omer Reb Shimon Bar Bisna. Reb Shimon Bar Bisna explains as follows. He says that the money that was actually owed to the workers are regular workers. We're not talking about workers, particularly the craftsmen, those who were professional at making k'tiris. No, anyone who was working, building for the Beis HaMikdash, how would they get paid? They would get paid from Bedek HaBayis. So let's just, before reading it inside, let's explain what Shimon Bar Bisna is about to say. They would take coins that were kodesh with k'dushas HaBayis. They would give it to, they would say that the kedusha of those coins should be chal, should happen to the new building that was just built. They've just finished creating a wall, a building. They would say that building was chulin. Now the kedusha of the coins of Bedek HaBayis will apply to those, to that new building, and then these coins will be chulin. Now that these coins are chulin, they will take the leftover k'tiris and say the kedusha of the k'tiris, of last year's k'tiris, should apply to these now chulin coins. And now the k'tiris has become chulin instead. Now they would give the k'tiris to these workers. The k'tiris has now become chulin. It can be given to the workers. And afterwards they would, and the money that was used to redeem that money, that the original Bedek HaBayis money that became chulin when their kedusha was put onto the building, and they used that, those now chulin Bedek HaBayis coins, in order to receive the kedusha of the k'tiris, those coins now have the status of truma, of the trumas halishko hayeshono, because it was the last year's kedusha from the k'tiris that went onto these coins. Okay, so we now have the original Bedek HaBayis coins that now have the kedusha of Truma Yeshana. What do you do with that? That we learned about extensively in the previous sugya. Now you have the Bedek HaBayis coins that became kodesh with kedusha of Truma Yeshana. We have chulin k'tiris that was given to the workers as wages, and now they would use new coins of the Truma Chadasha from the chamber of the shkolim and buy that k'tiris back from the kohenim. And that way, you would have the k'tiris of this year's k'tiris, this year's shkolim. That is what Reb Shimon Bar Bisna explained this. Let's see that inside. Mevi mois, they would bring coins from Bedek HaBayis, so mechallin al binyan, and the kedusha of those coins would become chulin and would get transferred onto the building. Or maybe k'tiris, then they would bring the leftover k'tiris from the previous year. Or mechallel aleim, and the kedusha of the last year's k'tiris would apply onto these coins. V'noisnin oisan, then they would give the now chulin k'tiris le'umnin to the workers b'scharon for their wages. And then they would buy from, with a new shkolim, they would buy back the k'tiris from the workers, and that is how Shimon Bar Bisna explains what they would do with last year's k'tiris that had to be rolled over to the next year. And we're using the Vilna Gaon's Girsa as we have all along, and he skips the next five words. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe argues with Shimon Bar Bisna. Rebbe says they would do it differently. He says that he didn't appreciate the fact that the k'tiris were going to be given to any old craftsman for their wages. Rebbe held that the k'tiris was only given to those people that it was their business, it was their profession to make the k'tiris. Now, we've seen previously, the people who make the k'tiris, they don't get paid from Bedek HaBayis like the builders do. They get paid from the Trumas Halishka. That means the people that made last year's k'tiris actually get paid from money of that were the machtes hashekels that were put into the chamber last year. So he says as follows. He says not that you take coins of Bedek HaBayis. He says that you take coins of the Truma Yeshana, of last year's, the leftover of last year's coins, and you dedicate them as wages for these workers, but not any workers, the workers, those that made the k'tiris. As soon as the money was dedicated to them, the money automatically becomes chulin, because that's what the money was given for, in order to become wages, or amongst other things, to become wages for these workers and to become chulin. So the coins of the Truma Yeshana would then become chulin by virtue of the fact that the treasurers dedicated those coins as wages for these people who made the k'tiris. So now you have coins that were Truma Yeshana, and now they are chulin. what they would do now is they would take the leftover Ketores from last year and say that the Kedusha of that Ketores will now go onto these coins. So these coins will now again have the status of Truma Yeshana, because that was the status of last year's Ketores. And now that these coins receive the Kedusha of the Truma Yeshana from the leftover Ketores, the Ketores is Chulin. That Ketores of Chulin would now be given to those workers, which, and they are Chulin, and then they would rebuy from those workers, they would buy with the new coins, they would buy the leftover Ketores. That is how Rebbe understood it. Rebbe Omer Ani not knew that these, the Ketores, leftover Ketores, should be given only lebeis gormu or lebeis avtinas, shahoyu bekiim, they were the ones that were professional at bepitum Ketores, at making the Ketores, ubemaise lechem aponim, and they were the ones that would make the lechem aponim. So Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, "V'hein shehoyu chayovin alein mois mishori shoinam." We can definitely, that is definitely true. That what Rebbe just explained is definitely true in the event that you actually owed workers from last year's work for making the Ketores, and then you would take coins and pay coins of last year's truma. Trumas Halishka, you would dedicate it for those workers, and because you owe it to them for last year's work, and then those coins that were Truma Yeshana would become Chulin, and then they would take the Ketores, which also had the status of Truma Yeshana, it was last year's Ketores, and the Truma Yeshana would again take place onto these coins, and then the Ketores became Chulin and you could give it to the workers as wages. That's all fine. But what happens if you didn't owe the workers for last year's work of making the Ketores? You only owed them for making Ketores the coming year, this year. So now I have Ketores of last year that needs to be rolled over to this year. And I owe the workers not for last year's wages, for this year's wages. This year's wages gets paid from this year's Trumas Halishka. So what would they have to do then? They would have to take Truma Chadosha, they would have to take this year's Truma Salishka, give it, dedicate it to these workers, those coins will then become Chulin, and then they would have to redeem the Kedusha of last year's Ketores onto these coins that are now Chulin, but were Truma Chadosha, and then now these coins would receive the Truma Yeshana of the Ketores, and then they would, the Ketores being Chulin, they would then give the Ketores to the workers, and then they would buy this Ketores with new Truma in order for this Ketores to be this year's Truma. That's what would have to happen in the event that the workers were not owed for last year. And what would be strange with that is that you take coins that were initially Truma Chadosha, and they would become, they would receive the status of Truma Yeshana, because after it was started off as Truma Chadosha, once it was dedicated as wages for them, for the workers, it would become Chulin, and then when they would be the Chulin, they would be Mechalel, the Kedusha of the Ketores of last year, they would receive the Kedusha of the Truma Yeshana. And that's a very interesting thing. So now you're going to be left with coins that started as Truma Chadosha, and now the status of Truma Yeshana, the question is, what would we do with those coins? Is it also true that with those coins will have the same status as the Truma Yeshana, as we discussed earlier on, or not? That's going to be the discussion here. So that's what the Gemara says. Omar Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Vehein, all this is true, that you pay workers, etc., is who shehoyu chayovin aleh mois mishor shoino, is when you owed the money from last year's work. Rabchia barbo boya, and Rabchia asked, what would be if loy hoyu chayovin lohen mois mishor shoino? Mahu, what's the halacha if you didn't owe them in the second scenario, where you would have to take new coins and dedicate them to the workers, the coins becoming Chulin, and then they will receive the status of Truma Yeshana? Is it probable that that's what should happen here? To the extent that they would use then these leftover coins for Kayitz HaMizbeach in the same way as they would if it was a regular Truma Yeshana? So also Rav Bivi, or also Rav Bo, B'Shem Rav Chia, B'Shem Rav Yosi, and he said, Mekaitzin Benes HaMizbeach, Yes, it has the same status in the same way as coins that were Truma Yashana and then became Truma Yashana again after redeeming the Kedusha of last year's Torahs. In the same way as there, it's clear that it's Kayetz HaMizbeach, as we saw already in the Gemara in Amud Aleph, that the leftovers of the Truma Yashana is used for the Kayetz HaMizbeach. The same is true to the coins of Truma Chadasha, that based on what we just done now, the coins become Truma Yashana. They have the same status as a regular Truma Yashana and are used for Kayetz HaMizbeach, for those oilos that would be put on the Mizbeach when there were no other korbanis. Asks the Gemara, Rebbe Bar Kohen Boya Kamei Rabbi Yosi. He asks Rabbi Yosi, Michlefa Shitase de Rabbi Chiya Ba'abar. It seems that Rabbi Chiya changed his mind. In the previous Gemara, Tamon Pshitale. In the Gemara before, it was crystal clear that anything that was left over from the Truma Yashana is used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. And V'hacha, but here, it's Tzrichale, over here, he wasn't sure whether these coins that now have the status of Truma Yashana, whether they are used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. So what changed? What's the difference between the Gemara on Amud Aleph, and here he's referring to the case of the Berutzi. If you remember, we learned in the previous Gemara, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the heaped part of the what was dedicated to the Mizbeach. So we saw there, according to the Nusach of the Vilna Gaon by the Ois Aleph, he says there that Reb Chiya Barba asked, Ad Kedun, that means Berutzi Tzibur, Berutzi Yachid, Yove Ishlach. The Gemara we learned to the end of Halacha Beis, that over there it was not so clear. Over there, it was taken for granted that even the Birutze Yovish, even the solids, not the liquids, even though these solids had become Achulin, as we saw in the Tisefta that the Vilna Gaon had in his version of the Yerushalmi that we learnt, that the solids that were heaped over, they clearly did not become Kaddish because they didn't go into the Klei Shoris. Nonetheless, they have the status of the status of the leftovers of the Truma Yashana, and they go Lekayetz HaMizbeach. Why over there do you take it for granted? And over here, it was Rav Chiya Barba who asked, what happens with these coins of Truma Chadasha that became Chulin and then became Truma Yashana, which is what we're discussing here? Over there, it wasn't so clear that it's Kayetz HaMizbeach. What should be the difference between them? Answers the Gemara, Hada Pshitale. And the Gemara before then, it was poshut that this heaped, the solid heap on top of this container, on top of the Klei Shoris, that it has the status of Truma Yashana, the status, and it's used for Kayetz HaMizbeach, is talking about a Klei Shoris. At the end of the day, this solid was poured onto a Klei Shoris, and therefore has the status of anything inside the Klei Shoris, has the same halachas of Kedusha, even though it's Chulin. But over here, Hada Tzrichale is Bechol. Over here we're talking about where this Ketores was actually never went into a Klei Shoris. We're talking about Ketores that was actually prepared in a utensil that was Choyl. And B'kayetz LeMizbeach, that we have a question. Do we say that Ketores that was prepared in a Kli that was Choyl, is that also got the status of Kedusha to the extent that when you redeem them with these coins, that it's going to have, the coins are going to go to the Kayetz HaMizbeach? That was the question. And what's the reason? Why should we have a question? De'espelgun, because it's actually a machleikus, whether pitma b'chulin, whether if you prepare the k'teres in a utensil that was chulin, not in a klei sharis, is it kosher or is it possible? Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina Omar, Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina held psula, it's possible. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar Kshera. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said it was kosher, and that's why over here Rabbi Chiya had the question that if you have a Ketores that was made in a Kli which was Chulin, and then you redeem whatever Kedusha was on that Ketores with these coins, then does it have the status of Moisar of Truma or not? The Gemara answered it does. It has the status of the Moisar Truma, and it's Mekaitz in Boyan Nes HaMizbeach. That was the answer. But that's why he had the question. And in contrast to the Gemara we saw in Amud Aleph, where over there it was put into a Klei Shoris. And now the Gemara discusses a little bit this machlekas of Ketores being done in a kli that was chulin, whether it's kosher or not. My time with Rabbi Yosi ber Chanina. What would be the reason for what Rabbi Yosi ber Chanina says that k'tayres have to be done in a kli sharis? He learns it out from kodesh he. It's not clear where these words come from. There is no pasuk kodesh he, but it seems that Yerushalmi is learning someplace there's the word he. Shetehei havyasa b'kodesh, that the k'tayres has to become kodesh in a kli sharis, not in a utensil that's not kli sharis. My Talmud Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What would be the source of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who says that k'tayres can be made even in a utensil that's not kli sharis? He says kodesh he, the words kodesh he is only teaching us shetehei bo mitrumas halishka, that it gets funded and paid for by the trumas halishka, the coins which are kodesh, but not that you actually have to make the k'tayres in a utensil that's kodesh. Omer b'yosi b'erev bun, asya d'Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina k'shmuel. Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina holds like Shmuel. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, it seems that the same machlokes is a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Taninon we learned, Hamaktish Nechosov. If an individual person makes all his property hekdesh, V'hoyu ben Dvarim Ru'uyim leKorbanes Tzibur, and he had things in amongst his property that was only worthy of being used for Korban Tzibur. The question is, what happens to it? And it's a discussion elsewhere exactly how this works, what the issues are, and because when a person makes something kodesh, we have to determine, does it become kedusha of bedek habayis? Does it become kedusha haguf? There are things that could be used for bedek habayis and could be used for korbanos themselves, but there are some things that are only ro'i, only fit to be korban tzibur, nothing else. What can only be used for korban tzibur? A regular animal can be used for korban yochid as well. What can only be used for korban tzibur? Rabbi Yechanan Omer K'tayres. Rabbi Yechanan says an example is K'tayres. K'tayres is only ever offered as a korban tzibur. So you see here, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, you've got this private person who's makdish his own nechosim, and it's ro'i, it's worthy of being used for k'tayres. This person prepared this k'tayres in his own utensils, in the utensils that were chulin. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that k'tayres prepared in kelim, which are chulin, are also kosher. And this is proof to, well, this is the same opinion as we saw from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Says the Gemara, no, I can disprove that. Omer Reb Hoshea Tipaser explain that when Rabbi Yochanan says that k'tayres belonging to a private individual can be used for k'tayres for korban tzibur, it could be that even though it's coming from a private person, nonetheless it was prepared in a klei sharis. How would that be possible? But uman she'enoytel b'schari k'tayres. We saw before, according to Shimon bar Bisna, then according to Rebbe, it's only one particular type of uman, the uman of the base of tinnis, but according to Shimon bar Bisna, where he says that any worker could have been paid with k'tayres. So if you've got an individual person who had k'tayres and was given to him as wages, k'tayres obviously that had been redeemed onto other coins, it was given to him as wages, even though they are chulin, they've been redeemed, but they were prepared in a klei sharis, and therefore they're kosher, not only according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but even according to Rabbi Yosi bar Reb Chanina. Continues the Gemara. Would Rabbi Yosi bar Reb Chanina k'shmuel? I've got proof that Rabbi Yosi bar Reb Chanina is followed, also has the same opinion as Shmuel. The Omer of Huna b'shem Shmuel. Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel that machteshes, this utensil that was used to grind and pound the ingredients of the k'tayres, also isa klei sharis lekodesh. They made it, they gave it the status of a klei sharis. Why would they make this utensil klei sharis if not for the fact that the k'tayres has to be prepared in a klei sharis? So you see that Shmuel holds, like Rabbi Yosi bar Reb Chanina, that k'tayres have to be prepared in a klei sharis. Continues the Gemara. Omer b'yosi b'Rav Bun, Omro Rav Chuna k'mer Rav b'yosi. Rav Chuna said in front of Rav b'yosi, Dovah shekodesh b'klei sharis, nifte. We're talking here all along, as we saw in the whole Gemara, and actually we saw in the Mishnah, that the moiser k'tayres, the leftover k'tayres of the previous year, then they would redeem it onto the kedusha, onto coins, and then they would give the k'tayres that's now chulin to the workers. The question is, especially according to the opinion that says, or only according to the opinion that says, that the k'tayres has to be made in a klisharis, then is it possible that you actually be poida, that you can redeem the kedusha from something that was made in a kli shoris? Omalei, Rabbi Yossi answered back to Rav Chuna, v'loy de Shmuel hi, who says that you actually have to make the ketores in a kli shoris? It's Shmuel, as we saw a moment ago. Well, if you look well into other things that Shmuel said, you'll see that Shmuel has a special leniency for leftovers. It's true that regular things done in a klei sharis, you cannot redeem them. However, over here we're talking about kteiras that was left over from last year. If it's leftovers, it's more lenient. The Shmuel Omar Kalhu b'moisar, there's a leniency by leftovers. Where do we see that? This Balgun, there was a machlekas Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanon, hoisiru tmimim. What happens if at the end of the year, and they would have a chamber where they would always have a stock of a few animals that were examined and were kosher to be used for the Korban Tomid. So when it came to the end of the year, there'd always be some animals left in this chamber that had been bought from last year's, from the previous year's the Trumas Halishka, but could not be used for the next year because the next year's Korbanos have to be bought with the new year's Shkolim. So this Hoisiru Tmimim, if you had these examined, unblemished animals that were Korbanos, and they're left over from last year, what do you do with them? Shmuel Omar Niftin Ketmimim. Shmuel says that you can be paid to them, you can redeem them. You don't need to wait for them to have a mum. No, as they are. Because they're leftovers, even though normally we're not paid, you cannot redeem an animal that doesn't have a blemish. Here, that it's leftovers, you can redeem it. So you see, Shmuel has a leniency for leftovers. Rabbi Yochanan argued, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Niftin Kipsule HaMukdoshin, you have to let them graze until they have a mum. Once they have a blemish, then you can redeem them like all Psule HaMukdoshin that can be redeemed after they have a blemish. Continues the Gemara. Hoisiru Seirim. What happens if you have a soyer of the tzibur, a goat that was set aside, for example, the soyer of Rosh Chodesh Adar, it got lost, they found another one, and now it's Nisan, the new month, and they find that soyer, that goat, of the chatos of the previous year. So it's now a leftover chatos from last year. What do we do with it? So al daite de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, im oila niftis, if an oila, those carbon tomids that were left over from last year, you can redeem them, like kolchke in chatos. Of course, a chatos, which is less kedusha than an oila, it's not kolil, it doesn't go completely on the mizbeach, it's even easier should be to redeem a chatos than an oila, of course you can redeem it, even if it doesn't have a blemish. Al daited Rabbi Yechanon, the question is, according to Rabbi Yechanon, who says you cannot redeem the oilas before they get a blemish, what's he going to say by chatos? Rabbi Zira says, Yiru, you have to let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you can redeem it. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok argued and said, Mekaitzin behen es hamizbeach, you can actually use it as kaitz hamizbeach. You can use it as a korban oila when the mizbeach didn't have any korbanos on it. You could use it. V'kashya, and it's very difficult to understand what Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said. Yesh chatos shekreva oila. This was a chatos. It was supposed to be the chatos v'shchoidesh of Ador of last year. You're now going to put it in Nisan on the mizbeach as kaitz hamizbeach. Omer Rabbi Yisa says shanyohi. This is different because it's a korban tzibur. She'ein korbanis tzibur nikvoin elo b'shchita. Even though it was, so to speak, set aside and they were going to use it for a chatos on Rosh Chodesh Adar had they not lost it, but the korbanis tzibur, they would only make the final determination what this korban is, the status of the korban, when they shecht it. Since this animal got lost before it was shechted, therefore it never actually became a chatos. And therefore there's no issue of putting it on the mizbeach as an oila. Omer Pchia, Pchia give a different explanation. Tnai Bezdinu, there was a, so to speak, an unspoken, but an understood condition from Bezdin al Hamoisar, that any leftovers, Shiikruvu Oilis, which means that even if you made it into a chatos, it was sort of made into a chatos, that in the event that it gets shechted as a chatos, it's a chatos. If it's going to be left over, then Beis Din originally make this condition to say that in the event that it's left over, then it's not going to be a chatos, it's going to be an oila, and going to be used for kaitz hamizbeach. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.